Good morning. I am going to open the mic, and I just did, to be able to introduce our guest this morning. I have been wrongly promoting that we were going to have these Jazz Festival folks in this morning. For shame on me, and I apologize to all of our listeners for that. We actually have, as exciting, the Carrie Sagal and two students, Robert Gibson, Tava Guillory, and Brian James are in. He's the cultural paraprofessional at Blatchley to talk about Discovery Week at Blatchley. Welcome to you all, and thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
It's great to have you. A full studio here. So Discovery Week at Blatchley is still a couple weeks away.
Discovery Week is February 16th through 19th. It's a short week, Monday through Thursday, and it's where we set aside the normal schedule and give kids the opportunity to take four classes amongst 78 distinct choices, and it's about finding your passion.
So, Robert, how did you pick your classes out of all those many selections?
Well, I just kind of picked what I liked and thought, like, things I'd be good at. And I also kind of, like, joined my friends up and stuff.
Sure, yeah.
And I just kind of went along.
So you did this in sixth grade, I understand.
Did.
Okay, so what did you pick this year?
This year I picked the fine art of the Pong, sea kayaking, karaoke, and Mexican cooking.
Wow, that is a really diverse selection. That sounds really fun.
Yeah.
So do you do one class for the whole day, or how does that work?
You do four classes a day, and it's just those four classes for the 4 days.
Oh, okay. So it breaks it up a little bit.
Yeah.
You're doing something. So you get to go sea kayaking four times.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And cook every day.
Yeah.
That has its built-in rewards, I guess. And let's see, Tava, you are kind of, you're in sixth grade, so this will be your first Discovery Week?
Yes.
Okay. And how do you, do you know what you're signed up for already?
Yeah, I'm signed up for the first thing is creative writing workshop. The second thing is
What are some of the other classes you're taking?
I did, so for the third thing it's girls vocal, and then the fourth thing I'm doing colonial cooking.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
So you get a cooking class, too.
Yeah.
Cooking
nice.
Classes are extremely popular, and we have to limit students to one cooking class each.
Okay. I can understand. It sounds pretty varied. So Brian James is with us from SNAP, the Sitka Native Education Program. And you are doing helping out with the cultural stuff. And can you give a give us a flavor of what that's going to look like?
Sure. SNAP has been real pleased to participate in the past and ask back again. And we have two sessions we're offering. First is a cedar bark weaving with Charlie Skalka Jr., Nancy Douglas, Chuck Miller, and myself. And our second session will be copper carving and stories with Charlie Skalka Jr. and Chuck Miller.
Gosh, those are really very good people to be able to hook in with your program there.
Yeah.
That sounds really...
feel like we have the dream team.
Yeah, I would say so. That's really neat. And then, so do you have full... you probably have full enrollments for all those classes, I'm guessing.
We have enrollments from between 3 and 20 students for each classes. We do have some classes that are rather small. We've pulled in 16 agencies that are providing classes, so we've allowed our class sizes to be reduced a little bit.
Oh, so you've got lots of partners.
We have a lot of partners. I'd like to mention a few: U.S. Coast Guard, Trooper Academy, Refresh, the district office, our own district office at Sitka School District is getting involved, and then we have volunteers like Bill the Giant and Rebecca Polson.
Okay, that's just a smattering, but it sounds like
yes.
You've got a lot of community support. Big surprise in Sitka. That sounds really good. So, how does it work with the kids? Are most of these classes taking place at Blatchley?
I would say a good number aren't taking place at Blatchley. My task tomorrow will be to talk to the bus company and arrange some of the field trips. Some students will be walking to classes, but I think at some point in the middle of the day, maybe only half the kids will actually be at Blatchley. For the most exciting time of the year, it's also the quietest time of the year at Blatchley. Kids are intent on what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
and it's often quiet work.
So let me ask the participants here, Robert and Tevet, did you have trouble picking your classes with such a good selection?
A little bit. I mean, it was hard to, you know, find the right ones that I would enjoy the most, but, you know, there's a lot of choices.
Yeah.
It was sort of hard, but by the time the sixth grade got to go up, most of the classes were already, I mean, some of the classes were already gone, and so it was a little easier to choose.
Okay, so you had a little bit less selection.
Yes,
yeah.
Cooking with Bacon and Kindergarten TA sold out quickly. So,
well, that's kind of an interesting two separate sides of the spectrum there, but you did say food was big, so.
Yes. Yeah. And there is an emphasis on health. We do have a couple classes that maybe aren't the healthiest, but they're of high interest. Cupcake Wars and Cooking with Bacon.
Well, I think cupcakes could be made healthy.
They could be made healthy.
They're not, but they could be. yeah. So, and where, Brian, where are you doing the cultural classes? Are those... Are kids going to have a chance to go gather root?
Unfortunately, we'll have all the supplies there. So all the classes would be offered right in Blatchley.
Uh-huh.
And we actually have another session we're helping Mr. Allison with is his
survival
class. And we're partnering with Sitka National Historical Park to offer a section on traditional fire starting and Benwood box cooking.
Okay. Is that going to be done at the park then? Or?
No, that would be at the school as well.
Oh, okay.
We'll be doing some in the garden. So some of the fire starting, it's a survival fire class, we'll be doing that in the garden.
Oh, okay. Behind the school there?
Behind the school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So are there any classes that are, like so full that...
I would say the extremely...
In 5 minutes kind of thing?
Trooper Academy.
Oh,
where
okay.
The children will get to experience a mini Trooper Academy. They'll go over there, they'll arrest people, they'll investigate crimes, and I won't say anything more because it's sort of a very intriguing class.
Okay.
And it sold out very quickly. The kids signed up for that.
Yeah.
A U.S. Coast Guard Boot Camp is also a very popular class that has 15 kids doing Coast Guard training and getting a chance to go to the Coast Guard station and even eat at the galley there.
Uh-huh.
So that's an exciting one.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a very full week, and it's the 4 days because it's just a 4-day week for kids that week.
Yes, and then it's a teacher work day on Friday for... It's very stressful on the teachers. They
yeah,
have
so
to do
everyone
a lot
can
of
recover.
We get to recover while being at school and working. So
yeah.
Friday is a day off for the students, I believe.
Okay. If anyone has any questions or they want to talk to you guys about any of your programming, can you
they
give us some contact?
They should call me at 752-7323. And then all the Sitka teachers are available through email through the district website. So that's
okay.
Another way to contact the school.
And how about you, Brian? Is that a good way to get a hold of you through
they
the
can,
school?
They can definitely contact me through Carrie, or you can call us directly at SNEP, 966-1356.
Now, SNEP, since you're here, I'm just going to ask you.
Sure.
SNEP has changed its location. It's
we
been
have.
Moving around a little bit, but you
little
guys
bit.
Are at a stable place now?
We're still on Baranoff Street. We just moved down the street to 205 Baranoff, the Southeast Alaska Career Center.
Okay.
So we are partially under the wing of the school district, and yeah, we definitely
okay.
have
so
a
you
more
can
permanent spot.
Maybe catch up with you there, too, if people wanted to stop by.
Definitely. Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you so much, you guys, for coming in. Carrie Sagel, who's the librarian, has done a few of these, it sounds like to me.
It is, and it is a rehash of something they did 20 years ago. We brought it back.
Okay. Well, it's Discovery Week sounds like a great title with all your classes, 78 classes to choose from there. And Robert Gibson is an eighth grader. He'll be participating, as will Tava Guillory, in sixth grade, her first time. And Brian James from SNEP is in as well. So thank you so much for coming in this
thank
morning.
You.
Thank you.
It's great having you all.